Radio Daily for Halfway Day. It's a good feeling. It's a good feeling. It's fantastic because so many things are happening this weekend. So many things. Good morning, hello, and shouldn't be nearly as much crackle. We are the fine folks that you might know from a little place called GeekRadioDaily.com. Facebook, Twitter, all those crazy places, we are there. The folks bringing it to you today, well, my psychic ability, a guy is going to sound a lot like this weekend, that there is saucy.
Shut up, monkey! I got company, dude!
Hell yeah.
And of course, me. I'm just the guy that's helping. Hi, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
He also listens to the Bare Naked Ladies. Go get their dumbasses to help you.
You shut your damn mouth. What happened, yo?
1492, Christopher Columbus's expedition makes landfall in the Caribbean, specifically in the Bahamas. He believed he had reached the Indies.
See, he had no idea where he was. 1692, the Salem witch trials are ended by a letter from Massachusetts Governor William Phipps. What took you so long?
1773, America's first insane asylum opens for persons of insane and disordered minds in Virginia, of all places.
Shocker. 1799, Genevieve LaBrosse was the first woman to jump from a balloon with a parachute from an altitude of 900 meters. That's a very specific thing to be the first to do.
1810, first Oktoberfest, the Bavarian royalty invites the citizens of Munich to join the celebration of the marriage of Crown Prince Ludwig of Bavaria and Princess Teresa von Sachsen-Hildburghausen. Which, who cares where she's from?
1847, German inventor and industrialist Werner von Siemens founds Siemens & Halske, which later becomes Siemens AG and makes stuff. You've had one of their products.
1892, the Pledge of Allegiance is first recited by students in many U.S. public schools.
Without the words under God in it. 1928, an iron lung respirator is used for the first time at Children's Hospital in Boston.
1933, the military Alcatraz Citadel becomes the civilian Alcatraz Federal Penitentiary.
1960, television viewers in Japan unexpectedly witnessed the assassination of Enrico Asanuma, leader of the Japan Socialist Party, when he is stabbed and killed during a live broadcast.
1962, U.S. performed nuclear test at Nevada test site.
1969, first time five people were in space.
1964, the Soviet Union launches the Voskhod 1 into Earth orbit as the first spacecraft with a multi-person crew and the first flight without spacesuits.
1972, Mariner 9 takes pictures of the Martian North Pole.
1977, psychic Romark attempts to drive blindfolded, smashed into cop van.
Oops, 1979, The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, book one of the five-part trilogy, is published.
1994, the Magellan spacecraft burns up in the atmosphere of Venus.
1999, the proclaimed 6 billionth living human in the world is born.
You're all disgusting. 2005, the second Chinese human spacecraft, Shenzhou 6, launched for 5 days in orbit.
The second one, but the sixth ship. That's weird. Birthdays?
John Hutchinson is 24 from Polar Express, Zathura, and Bridge to Terabithia.
Tyler Blackburn is 30 from Pretty Little Liars and Ravenswood.
Brian J. Smith is 35, Stargate Universe and Sense 8.
Kirk Cameron is 46 from Growing Pains, Like Father, Like Son, The Left Behind series, and he's a nut job.
Deborah Foreman is 54 from Valley Girl, Real Genius, April Fool's Day, and Waxwork.
April Fool's Day is so good. Carlos Bernard is 54. Tony on 24. He's coming back. 10.5 Apocalypse and CSI Miami.
David Thrailfall is 63 from Hot Fuzz, Shameless, and Ripper Street.
Dick Gregory is 84. A fantastic comedian. He was in House Party. He was in Panther.
No longer with us this day, 1860. Elmer Ambrose Sperry co-invented the gyro compass.
1875, Aleister Crowley, an English magician and author.
1903, Josephine Hutchinson, son of Frankenstein and North by Northwest.
1924, Doris Grau from Cheers, Distinguished Gentleman, Doris on The Critic, and Lunch Lady Doris on The Simpsons, and that will guaranteed to be on television tonight.
Tonight on ABC, new episodes of The Goldbergs, Speechless, Modern Family, Blackish, and Designated Survivor.
CBS, it's a new Survivor, Criminal Minds and Code Black.
Tonight on NBC, an episode of Blindspot, SVU and Chicago PD.
It's Fox and a new Lethal Weapon, followed by Empire.
New Arrow and Frequency on the CW.
Freeform will be showing Prince of Persia. Remember they did a Prince of Persia movie?
Yeah. Taken on A&E.
AMC will be showing The Mummy Returns, which is a fun dumb sequel.
Dr. Jeff, Rocky Mountain Vet on Animal Planet.
Comedy Central, it's a new South Park and Legends of Chamberlain.
Phone Booth on Cinemax.
FX Tonight, Noah, followed by a new American Horror Story.
Tonight on Discovery, the finale of Dual Survival.
FXX Iron Man 3 and a new episode of You're the Worst, or Iron Man 3, You're the Worst, if you will.
Stealth on Encore.
Iron Man 2 was worse. FXM is American Hustle.
Tonight on Showtime, Spider-Man.
IFC will be showing Documentary Now, followed by the Taxi Driver of Mall Cop movies, Observe and Report.
Homicide Hunter, Lieutenant Joe Kenda, new episode on ID.
Spike, TV for Guys, Ben Kingsley versus John Cho on Lip Sync Battle.
Tonight on National Geographic Wild, new episode of Kangaroo Dundee.
Sci-Fi Channel, it's a new Ghost Hunters and Paranormal Witness.
Gringo, The Dangerous Life of John McAfee on Showtime.
TV Land's got a new episode of Younger and Impastor.
Secret Window on Stars.
Tonight, though, we're going to be watching The Chiller Network because young lovers are pulled over and parted by a deputy of the devil, which calls for a rescue mission. Tonight, Patrick Berg and Chad Lowe and Christy Swanson star in Highway to Hell. It's actually a fun little movie. Good day to the lovely Belle and her protectors at geekradiodaily.com. I was wondering how many listeners still watch network television programs at the actual time that the shows air. I don't know if anybody. These are thoughts that go through your head when you're trying to sleep. It's been a busy few months. Managed to binge watch Luke Cage. Awesome. I was wondering what to binge watch next. Did you do Stranger Things, Rob? Flash started. Storyline is fixing the timeline. Does this mean Legends of
Atlanta?
Tomorrow?
Are you watching Atlanta? Watch Atlanta. Question.
And can Legends of Tomorrow cross over while Flash is crossing over with Supergirl? Amazing. Can we get some Steves on it? And since the shark has jumped Flash, I do not think it can ever be reversed. On another note, should I continue watching or give up on these shows with my brief opinions? Warning may contain spoilers. Blind Spot, I think they need Jack Bauer. Get rid of it. Blacklist, baby kidnapping will be the thread holding the plot together. And Mr. Kaplan, oh dear, get rid of it. Gotham, what is this hot mess? Maybe they could give a storyline to the Blacklist.
No, I'm really enjoying Gotham.
It is crazy fun.
I'm two episodes into the newest season, and I'm liking it.
Westworld, watched the movie, understood the concept, F-bombs are frequent, robot dreams, that makes it worthwhile. So until my 3D printer can build my clone or one of the Bell, make mine GRD. Thank you, Advance, for your input, Rob. Thanks, Rob. Pocket Cast on Android is hands down the best app for podcast. I believe it is a paid app, but it is worth it. That's from Ryan. We had a question about podcast catchers, but I think specifically the question was for Windows. I think, unless, can you download to the phone, right? You can download it to the phone and listen, because that was his deal. He doesn't want to use data. Anyway, if you've got more ideas or suggestions for Rob, by all means, drop a note to podcast at geekradiodaily.com. We'd love to hear it, because really, we have nothing better to do.
Wake up. Go to work. Work. Come home. Eat dinner. Rot your brain out. Go to bed. Lather. Rinse. Repeat. Are you tired of an old humdrum life? Tired of things that just weigh you down and depress you? Wouldn't you rather just focus on things that are awesome? Tune into Nutty Bites. Find out what's awesome. Nutty Bites. NIMLAS.org/blog.
Hi, this is Christy Swanson, the original Buffy the Vampire Slayer. You're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are, and welcome back to it. Halfway day means we gotta get all the way on over to the local comic shop.
Actually, I'm looking for a Batman number 14.
That's a very serious book, man.
Serious books, all kinds of books are available today, including from our good friends over at Danger Zone, Puppet Master Halloween 1989 One Shot. It's 1989. An unknown creature steps into the long-forgotten cave beneath Bodega Bay. We get another 80s adventure with Puppet Master. Have fun with it.
S.H.I.E.L.D. From Archie Publications. This is the Daughters of the Revolution Part 3. Walter Chase gets captured by the S.H.I.E.L.D. and there are some invitations to join his government society organization.
Over at Dark Horse, Chimichanga's Sorrow of World's Worst Face number 1. Wrinkles Traveling Circus's most adorable bearded girl and her savory named Beast are back, and there's a new arc in store. So coming out to the Sorrow of the World's Finest, but beware, those who look behind the curtain are in for an awful treat.
Warlords of Appalachia, number one, from Boom Studios. Southern Bastards meets Dune in mid-21st century America after the Second World Civil War. The Confederacy loses again.
Well, yeah.
Kentucky doesn't come back to the Union after the Civil War.
Well, yeah.
Interesting.
Over at DC Comics, Lost Boys, number one, the sequel, the real one. They're skipping the two and three with, you know, of course... Michael and Sam must once again team up with militant vampire hunters Edgar and Alan Frog, with a new gang of ruthless, stunning, life-sucking night crawlers known as the Bloodbells emerge from the aftermath to collect Michael's love interest in their lost sister's star.
Oblivion number three from Danger Zone. Marshall Stone and his crew must save their past archenemy's daughter from the clutches of crazed bounty hunters.
DC Comics Shade the Changing Girl, No Such Thing as a Little Bit of Madness. Over on the planet Meta, Loma's going nowhere fast. Dropped out of school, dumped her boyfriend and her lunatic poet idol Rack Shade, you might know him, and his infamous madness coat come in. She gets to be the new changing adventure person, and it's gonna get weird.
Flash number eight from DC Comics. Lightning Strikes Twice, Part 8, when Godspeed brings his killing spree to Iron Heights, Barry Allen must protect his own rogues gallery, including his mother's killer, from the deadly speedster.
Dynamite Entertainment, James Bond, Hammerhead, number 1. Bond's assigned to hunt down and eliminate Kraken, a radical anti-capitalist who has targeted Britain's newly upgraded nuclear arsenal. But of course, all is not as it seems.
Revolution number 3 from IDW, they came from microspace. What terror reaches through the tendrils of entropy into our universe, and why does Rom want to kill it?
Also IDW Publishing, Dirk Gently, Salmon of Doubt, number 1. It's sort of a tie-in with the new show coming in. It's got Dirk having childhood memories that he doesn't remember actually ever having, and going to Cambridge to find out that being a holistic detective means that he has multiple lives that he doesn't remember, according to his time-traveling friend Doctor. Not the Doctor.
Clone Conspiracy number 1 from Marvel. Dead no more, the Jackal is back and has conquered Earth. Well, not Earth, Death. He's conquered Death. The Amazing Spider-Man is outmatched by his classic enemy's army.
Also in Marvel, Darth Vader number 25. It's the final issue. It's all built up to this. Vader's trial against Silo's creations, his machinations against the Emperor, his covert missions with Dr. Aphra, and his murderous droids. And her murderous droids. All comes to fruition in an oversized 40-page issue kicking the whole damn thing off. So get yourself out there and clean out that long box.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. I know we did this exact story like 4 years ago, but this time, it's real. At least they say it is, and people want to believe. It's been gone for 30 years, but Fraggle Rock is coming back to HBO. It's been announced that digitally remastered version of the Muppets spinoff series set in a prehistoric world where little weird cave dwellers blend music and a crazy dog. Coming back. HBO was the original home to the 96 episodes. It's been seen in 98 countries. The remastered episode, so it's not new, but it's the original ones, spruced up, beautiful in HD, and we promise no Jar Jar Binks or weird things of that nature.
NASA's Hubble telescope may be getting on in years, but it's still uncovering incredible things. Right now, it's focusing on a solar system where the star known as V Hydrae appears to be shooting plasma balls the size of Mars on a regular 8.5-year interval and has probably been doing it for like 400 years. So apparently it takes a long time for a star to like die.
I don't know. It's
a giant red star about 1,200 light years away from Earth. A red giant is a star at the end of its life cycle that has burned through most of its nuclear fuel. It's pretty cool.
On October 21st, the UN is swearing in an honorary ambassador for the empowerment of women and girls, and they are swearing in Wonder Woman. The event's part of DC's ongoing celebration of Princess Diana's 75th anniversary, launching a new UN initiative, presumably spearheaded by Wonder Woman in her new role, to support the UN's fifth sustainable development goal, the equal treatment and empowerment of women and girls across the world. So who better than Wonder Woman? So fantastic. I'd like to be given an honorary award of some kind.
Researchers have found a fountain of canine youth, and they're distributing it in a convenient pill. The miracle drug and where it came from, it's called Rapamycin, and its name gives a clue of its origin. It was found on the island of Rapa Nui, famous for the iconic fellows.
I thought so.
It is commonly used in kidney transplants to prevent organ rejection. Now researchers are learning that it has rejuvenation properties, at least in dogs. Their team of veterinary experts have shown that the drug can, in fact, reverse some of the effects of aging on pups.
The FCC has laid down the largest civil penalty to Comcast, who will have to pay $2.3 million and implement a 5-year plan to end what the FCC says was negative option billing. That put the burden on subscribers to complain when Comcast charged them for premium channels, set-top boxes, or digital video recorders that they did not order. They say it's basic that a cable bill should include charges only for services and equipment ordered by the customer, nothing more and nothing less. We expect all cable and phone companies to take responsibility for the accuracy of their bills and to ensure customers have authorized any charges. Comcast says they were mistakes, not a company policy, and it does not agree with the Bureau's legal theory there. But if they really wanted to punish them, they'd make them wait the entire month of June from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. on the off chance we show up. GRD is licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Attribution Works 1964. License. You can check us out on Facebook and on Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com, or just go get the app and have that. People use it. We've heard about it. They've told us. They told us because they wrote us a note. And they did that by sending it to podcast at geekradiodaily.com. If you do that and we'll read it, it'll be a fantastic time. So yeah, go get your comics. Have yourself a fantastic one. We're going to get out there and we'll talk about weekend at another time. It's just far too soon for that now.
This is no respectable establishment.
The world is not in your books and maps. It's out there.
Funny, I detect no source of amusement.
Well, folks, I am out of here.
At this point, I'll go with anything that breathes.
Check this out, big boy.
Me go out with you? You're old enough to be my mother.
So you're fat enough to be my car. Besides, I just want to see the show.
All right, I'll take you. But if anyone asks, you're a doddering heiress and I'm running through your money.
And I'll tell everyone you're a troll I found under the Tappan Zee Bridge.
Doris, you look elegant.
After 45 years in the makeup business, you learn a few secrets. Tricks with hair, teeth.
Like?
Always wear hair, always wear teeth.